A coalition of privacy watchdogs and unions has gone to court trying to block Elon Musk and his Doge team from getting their hands on taxpayers' sensitive information at the IRS. This is just the latest attempt to stop Musk and his allies from tapping into computer networks across the federal government with the full backing of President Trump. NPR's Scott Horsley joins us now. Hey, Scott.
Hi, good to be with you.
So why are people trying to stop the Doge team from digging through the IRS data?
Well, think about the last time you filed your taxes and everything you revealed to the government. Not only how much money you make, but what your family looks like, maybe some details about your health, the charities you give money to. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of potentially sensitive personal information. Nina Olson used to work for the IRS. She now heads a nonprofit group called the Center for Taxpayer Rights. She says when people voluntarily open up to the government in filing their taxes like that, they expect the information to be kept confidential.
They're telling the IRS their information, and if they can't trust that it's being kept close to the chest, then why would they go ahead and file?
That's why Olson's group and others are now asking a federal judge to block Elon Musk's team from accessing any personal tax information, and if it's too late for that, then to delete any data they've already hoovered up at the IRS. Doge employees have come knocking at a variety of other government agencies, including the Treasury Department, Health and Human Services, USAID. But while the playbook is similar, this new lawsuit argues tax data is different and enjoys special privacy protections under the law.
Generally speaking, how tightly guarded is this data?
It's in the vault. You know, it's not sitting in some open filing cabinet where anybody at IRS can peek at it. There are strict limits on who can access the data and for what purposes. And any violation is taken very seriously. Last year, a former IRS contractor was sentenced to 5 years in prison for leaking tax information about Donald Trump and other wealthy individuals to the news media. Nina Olson says even though she worked at IRS for almost two decades, she never had access to the data system that Doge is trying to get its hands on.
There is a lot of vigilance on that. Employees go through mandatory annual training on the confidentiality of return information. It is just drummed into them.
Now, it wasn't always like that. Up until the mid-70s, it was actually pretty easy for the president or other members of the executive branch to tap into that tax information. But Congress cracked down in 1976, and that was partly in response to concerns that President Nixon had improperly used tax information to help his friends avoid close scrutiny of their finances while sicking IRS auditors on his enemies.
And speaking of personal information that the federal government has, the Doge team is also said to be combing through records at the Social Security Administration. What can you tell us about that?
Yeah, it's a similar showdown. And here again, the Trump administration says they're on the lookout for misspent funds. Here's White House spokeswoman Caroline Levitt on Fox News.
They suspect that there are tens of millions of deceased people who are receiving fraudulent Social Security payments.
Now, people who actually know something about Social Security say that's just a gross exaggeration. Fraud does happen, but the agency's own inspector general combed through 7 years of records and found less than 1% of payments were made in error. But as with tax records, Social Security has a lot of people's sensitive personal information on file, and privacy advocates recoil at the idea of Elon Musk's deputies digging through that data without a lot of guardrails. In fact, the Washington Post and others have reported that the acting commissioner of Social Security quit over the weekend in protest.
That's NPR's Scott Horsley. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.